You are listening to Midlife with Courage. This is where women in midlife come for inspiration, motivation, and sometimes a little education to help them flourish after 40. Don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Midlife with Courage. I am Kim Benoit, your host, and I'm so happy to have you all here listening. I'm also very happy to have my guest with me today. Her name is Tina Coleman, and she is an author, speaker, and a reinvention guide. So welcome to the podcast, Tina.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Kim. It's such an honor to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk with you. You have an amazing story. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you want the listeners to know? Where are you in the world? What are you doing?
Okay. Ironically, originally I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. And I left there in 2000. And I am currently a permanent resident of Mexico. So I've been here since 2021. I'm in Puebla, Mexico, which is a beautiful town. It has this amazing European Spanish architecture, and it is just to die for. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Love it. So tell us about a time in your life when you showed courage or you felt courageous. And I bet you have a ton of them.
It's so funny because I never consider myself courageous. So that's the irony of it. But I think most people would say changing countries was an act of courage or bravery. I get that a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't really consider it that because it was just more of a calling. I was pretty unhappy with my life, even though things were going relatively well. And I'd always felt this urge to move and to do different things. And I knew I wanted to live internationally, and I'd been researching it for a few years. Did not plan on it being Mexico. I started coming down here for dental work in probably about 2018. I loved it every time I came down. Even when you get stomach bugs, I still loved it. I just decided in 2020, I was planning a birthday trip to San Diego to use up some airline miles. And I was just like, you know what? I'm moving to Mexico. There was no
like
thought
that.
Put it. Yeah. Yeah. There was absolutely no thought whatsoever put into it. I knew I liked Mexico. I knew I could live here. So I actually spent 2.5 months traveling Mexico, trying to find my place.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. And I know you travel. We're going to talk about that because I love to travel and I want to do more. But tell us about your story. How did you get to this point? I know you've had loss, and share with us whatever you're comfortable sharing about your journey.
Sure. Absolutely. I'll just go back to the beginning. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, and my first long-term relationship was very abusive. And so I became a spiritual teacher for 7 years with a not-for-profit, and they moved me around a lot. So I was like, I got the traveling aspect of it. So that was really encouraging. I was ironically in a car accident in 2000. I was hit by a semi. And yeah, luckily I walked away from it. And that actually got me into massage, acupuncture, and chiropractic as forms of healing. So that started my 20-year journey. And then ironically, my career ended by a car accident. So the universe has a sense of humor. It really does.
Apparently.
Yeah, it really does. And that was a week before my first international trip in 2017. So it was just really ironic because I wasn't sure I was going to be able to go. I booked everything non-refundable and I was just like, I'm going to go. And people could also call that an act of courage. And it was super helpful to be, when you're in Barcelona in Italy, just the absolute architecture is amazing, the culture, the history. It's much different being engaged in life than being someplace being like, oh, I'm hurt, this hurts, that hurts. So that really helped me a lot. Sometimes taking those steps, even before we feel ready or when things aren't working out all the way, are the best thing that we can do for ourselves.
Yeah. It sounds like a really big distraction from your pain to me too.
It was. And I got therapy when I was in different countries. So that was really interesting too. I had a chiropractor who was French, but he was working in Italy. So he was in Florence, Italy. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's really interesting.
Oh, so can you speak different languages?
Not really. I speak English. I speak a little bit of Spanish, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
So it's gotten a lot better. I will say in the beginning, it was so bad. And on my first trip, even though I had taken Spanish in high school, it took 2 years. I did not even think about brushing up on my Spanish because I was so focused on going to Italy. And I was trying to learn Italian, which did not work. And so being in Barcelona, I literally had no idea, you know, what I was ordering for lunch. I'm like, I think I'm getting rice and that's it. I have no idea what else I'm getting. You just have to roll with it sometimes and be okay with things like that and just enjoy the adventure of life.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Enjoy the adventure of life. I love that. My husband and I took a trip almost a year ago now over to Europe. We did a river cruise.
That's
And I was
nice.
so excited. Like, I know a lot of German. And I thought, oh, yay, I'm going to use my German again. And they all spoke English. I was so disappointed. But it's a
I
good
know,
thing.
right?
Yeah.
It is. Because sometimes the translation, and Google Translate is wonderful. I absolutely love it. Sometimes the translations are not correct. I'm like, I did not say that. That is not what I said.
I don't know what those words were, but they were not what
Like
I
that.
meant.
Yeah,
So.
you just have to enjoy it. And if you're friendly, people respond well to you, and nobody ever missed a sale because they couldn't speak your language.
True. Oh my gosh, how fun. So tell us more. Keep going. I probably interrupted you there, but
Okay, I'll back up for just a second because right before my 40th birthday, I lost my mom and stepdad both to aneurysms. So both very unexpected. My stepdad was the day after Thanksgiving. My mom was during Memorial Day weekend. And that put me into a really dark place. And it took me until 2018 to get sober. So even for my first trip, I was not sober. I was drinking all over Europe.
Wow.
Yeah. And being sober has really been a godsend. It's really changed my life. It's helped me to create the life that I love today. So it's been life-changing.
Good for you. I'm
Yes.
glad you were
Yeah.
able to get sober and stay sober. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think for sometimes women in midlife, sometimes we don't realize that alcohol isn't the answer. We think it is. We think it's medicinal. We think it's having a glass of wine after work is great. And sometimes it turns into a bottle or two bottles. It's like you can really change your life radically when you make different choices.
So
Yeah.
how did you come to that realization? How did you get sober? What was the impetus for you to say, you know what, this isn't working. I need to change. Something has to change.
It was really interesting because a friend of mine took me to a seminar in 2018, The Millionaire Mindset, I think something like that by T. Harv Eker. And I knew I was looking for something. I didn't know what it was. And that started my self-awareness journey. I bought all the courses, charged up all my credit cards.
Sure.
And it was through those seminars, one was called The Enlightened Spiritual Warrior, that really helped me to realize that I needed to make changes. And it was about a month after that seminar that I had the realization. Because of a black hat drunk, it was my last one. And I was like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to let people down. I want to be there for people in my life. I want to make my commitments and hold to those. And that really helped me. Yeah. And ironically, I think I am the only person that goes to a 12-step program not realizing you have to be sober.
Oops.
I'm the only person. I literally went
Oh,
to the
no.
meeting. And they're like, oh, yeah, you have to be sober. No more drinking. I was like, but wait a minute. We end like tomorrow, and then we have Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. Do I not get a hall pass? And it's ironic because that is the one time in my life there was never so much free alcohol around me as when I decided to get sober.
Oh,
And I was
no.
like, where was this a month ago? Wait a minute. What happened here? So the universe does test you and does,
Yeah.
are you really committed to this change that you want?
Yeah. Oh,
And
it's.
I was. It was really hard. I've been through a lot in my life, a lot of different challenges and traumas, but that was one of the hardest things was getting sober and staying sober that first year. And then, of course, being in Mexico, everyone's, what do you mean you don't drink? So they're like, what about some mezcal? What about tequila? What about a margarita?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's been really interesting. But that was something I'm really proud that I did. It was not planned. Nobody in my life, like nobody is more surprised than I am that I'm sober.
Yeah.
People in my life, they were like, well, what? Tina's not drinking? Seriously? But yeah, it was really one of the best decisions that I've made and something that I've stuck to. And even if nothing else is going right in my life, as long as I have that, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I love
Yeah.
that. So today you help empower midlife women through your travel and your personal growth. What made you decide I need to do that? That's my role.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ladies, I am so excited about my new venture in this podcast. I'm calling it Midlife with Courage Unfiltered. You are going to get me, Kim Benoy, once or twice a month. I'm going to be getting real with you about the conversations that I have with my guests, and I'm going a little bit deeper. I'm going to bring my own personal experiences into it. I'm going to share what I've got going on in the hopes that you will share right back with me. This is not going to be me just talking in front of the microphone. I want your input. I want your participation. If you go to my show notes at the end of this episode, you'll see a support the show. That is where you can subscribe to Midlife with Courage Unfiltered. For only $5 a month, you're going to get this extra bonus content once, twice a month, and we're going to talk about what's really happening in midlife. I'm going to share my experiences. I'm going to get real. I'll probably get a little vulnerable. I'll be sharing things I don't normally share. So please subscribe so that you can get in on the founding members of this new Midlife with Courage Unfiltered. I'll see you there.
It was the book. It was writing the book, actually. And ironically, I did not be like, I want to write a book. The idea came to me. I was absolutely terrified of turning 50. I was about 46 or 47, absolutely terrified of turning 50. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happens when you turn 50? Because, you know, it's such a big deal, especially in Western society. Sure. It's, oh my gosh, you're turning 50. You're over the hill. Like, you're dried up. You're an old crone, especially if you have gray hair. It's like there's all these stigmas that we have attached to it. I was so terrified of turning 50. I was like, I don't want to be scared by this. I want to be empowered by it. And then the idea for the book came to me, which I believe was divinely inspired, because I did not sit down to write the book. I didn't think about it. I was like, I'm going to write a book for turning 50. No, the name of the book came to me. The idea for the book came to me. When I sat down to write, everything just came out. And I was like,
interesting.
Yes, it was really amazing. And that's really what inspired me. And because I had radically changed my life in a very short time, I got sober. I lost 90 pounds through Ayurvedic medicine. I started living internationally. And I am a terrible traveler, I will tell you that. I get super anxious. So I get so horrendously anxious when I travel. It is not funny.
What are you anxious about? Like actually flying or...
No, it's actually once I'm on the plane, I'm fine. Everything going up to that. It's packing and getting to the airport and going through security and finding the gate. Once I'm on the plane, I'm absolutely fine. Crashing doesn't even faze me.
Yeah,
that's not even on my radar. It's everything else. Yeah. So I'll be like tapping and doing breathing through the security. I think it's because I didn't start traveling until really late in life. I was 30 when I first got on an airplane.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then my first international trip was when I was 45. So I think it's just because I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's really interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I can do all these things and I can help and inspire and empower other women to make these changes too. Because trust me, if I can do this, anybody can. If I can do it with all the things that I have to navigate and work through and doing it solo.
Yeah.
And I am super directionally challenged on top of it. So geographically challenged, I didn't even realize Aruba was an island.
Oh, I wouldn't have known.
I literally was at the airport buying a ticket to go to New Orleans. And I'm like, I had a flight voucher. And I'm like, I want to go to Aruba. I don't know if I bought a ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to roll with it.
Yeah. And solo travel. Why solo? To me, that kind of sounds super exciting to me, but also very scary.
It's solo traveling. If you wait for other people, you're just going to keep waiting. For my first trip to Italy, I had a friend and she said, oh, I want to go with you. I'm going to go to Italy. And I was like, okay, great. I did all the research. I'm like, okay, I got the deal. I'm like, you need to book your ticket. And she just hesitated and hemmed and hawed. And I was like, you know what? I need to buy my ticket because I don't want to lose this deal. It was a great deal. It was like $400 round trip to Barcelona from New York. So great deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not losing it. And so I was like, I'm buying my ticket. Here's the information. If you want to go, you need to book your ticket.
Yeah.
She never booked her ticket. Mm-hmm. She's never been on any trips with me. She's never come down to Mexico to visit me. And I have lived in some great locations that are tourist locations that people want to go to.
Yeah.
No, you have to make the decision that you're going to go, even if you're going solo. And I think solo is great. Like, it would be great to have somebody else carry my backpack or navigate some things for me or book some of the things for me. But it does get a little stressful at times doing everything yourself, because especially after my first trip, I don't plan things. I just do it by the seat of my pants. My last big trip I took was to Europe in, I guess it was 2024 now. And I was going to go to Colombia, and then I decided the tickets were really expensive. So I'm like, I'm going to go to Italy. I literally booked it on a Tuesday. I left on a Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I was gone for 2.5 months. I spent a month and a half in Italy and then another month in the south of Spain.
Oh my God. You're like living a dream. I would love to just go and live. I want to go back to Amsterdam because we were there.
Oh, Amsterdam's amazing.
Yes, it's just beautiful. We spent like a day and a half there from on this trip, and I would love to just go back and just live there for the month.
Oh, absolutely. And you should, because it is the city that surprised me the most, to be honest.
Really?
I flew into Amsterdam on my second trip in 2018 to go to London, France, and Amsterdam. And I only went there because the tickets were really cheap. It was through an airline that's no longer around, but it was super cheap. So I flew into Amsterdam thinking that it was going to be dirty and druggy and like this really like not pleasant city. Oh my gosh, it is so amazing and beautiful and clean. And everyone's really great unless you get in front of them when they're riding their bike.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Stay
they
away
will
from the
run you
bikes.
over. They will
That's
run you over in a
true.
heartbeat. But the architecture was great. The people were wonderful.
Sweet. Love it. I love that. Okay. We got off on a tangent there, but that's okay. I love
I know,
talking about
right?
traveling, so that's okay. Yeah. So you traveling and you want to help other women. So how do you help women transform or go through their transformation?
I do it through the book. I also have some courses with that because based on my own transformation, because I have done a lot of self-help seminars, courses, books, all the stuff. So through the transformational course that I have and also through coaching. So I
Okay.
have all those available for women because those things have been instrumental for me. And it's much easier when you have a coach or a roadmap. When you're doing it by yourself and piecing it all together, it's a little bit more challenging and it takes you longer, costs you a lot more money. That's what I found out. Yeah.
And so we didn't say the name of the book yet.
So we find it's 50 Fabulous and Effable, The Midlife Guide to Reinvention, Courage, and Travel.
I love it so
Excellent.
much.
Yeah.
I love it when people write a book and some people like plan it out, but other people, like you said, it just came to me and I just started writing it and it was there.
Exactly. Everything came to me, and it is based on my own transformation. So the first part of the book is like, hey, you're 50 and you're absolutely fabulous. Because I don't think we're told that enough. I think people still have the misconception that 50 is old when it's really not. Like, we're the Gen X generation. Like, come on. We're resilient. We're independent. We've been through all kinds of changes and transitions in our life.
Oh, heck yeah.
And so by the time you turn 50, like, you've been through a lot. And so, like, we're not told enough, especially as women. We are filled with imposter syndrome. We're used to trying to please other people and making other people feel good about themselves or catering to other people. And it's time in our life we can go, you know what? This is our time. We've done all the things, the relationships, the kids, the transitions. And now it's our time to be like, yes, we are important. We are valuable and we're amazing because we're 50. You know, we're not used up or old or over the hill. Like, we are amazing because we're 50, because we've made it this far. Because we actually have a lot of wisdom and we still have so much energy and life left. Like, I feel younger now than I think when I was in my 20s or 30s. It's like, obviously, things are changing physically. And I also talk about that in the book as well. I call menopause the adult puberty. It's like death and taxes. We're all going to have to go through it as women. That is one thing that we are guaranteed. And some women go through it so incredibly easily. I talked with quite a few women about their experience, and some of them will just breeze through it. They don't even know it's happening. And I thought I was going to be that way, and I found out I was wrong.
Me too.
When you're waking up at 3 a.m. being like, oh, I'm not. So
Oh.
it's, and so many great influential women are stepping up now and talking about it, which I love, like Oprah and Drew Barrymore and Rhea Shriver and Halle Berry, all these really amazing women that are in the public eye are standing up being like, hey, guess what? We all went through this. We didn't know what to do. We didn't have, even with their resources, they didn't have really the right support. So I have some alternative things in there for women. So that is part of, that's in like the third part of the book. The second part of the book is something people may or may not want to read about is life insurance, wills, estates, and then pre-planning. Because ironically, during COVID, after my massage career ended, I was pre-planning funerals and I also had a life insurance license. So it's not the glamorous, fun thing that we want to really think about, but it is important, especially if you're 50 or turning 50, just to make it easier on your loved ones. It's a practical step. And I don't know about you, but growing up in the 70s, like life insurance was a thing then. And pre-planning was a thing. I can remember being a child and my mother being like, I've got everything planned. Like, she had the headstone with her name on it.
Oh my gosh.
The plot pre-planned. So when I die, your kids are getting $10,000 in each. And we're like, Mom, like, we're like seven, okay? You don't need to hear.
Yeah. Don't need to know that right now.
Yeah. So it was like something that I grew up with. Okay. And so I think it is important, especially if you're in midlife, for you to think about and to pre-plan. And so I try to make those topics as fun and easy as possible because I thought it was important. And then the last part of the book is about self-care, menopause, navigating that, and just really taking care of yourself, because that is part of, I won't say the joy of menopause, but it's part of the benefit of it that you do have to take care of yourself more. As women, we tend to take care of others so much more, but it's like you actually do have to slow down a little bit in some instances. So if you have hot flashes at 3 a.m., you might need a nap. You might need to do some yoga. You might need to do legs at the wall. You might need to do some cupping. You might need some acupuncture or chiropractic massage. Doing those things to make yourself not just feel good, but just to take care of your body, because we need our bodies way more than it needs us.
You are right.
And this is the only one we have. And I liken it to a car that has 200,000 miles on it, 300,000 miles on it. Those cars need a little more care. Some parts need to be replaced. The oil needs to be changed. They might have some dings and scratches on it. But it's like, you're not going to drive that car the same way you would like a new sports car.
True.
And it's like a little bit different. You're sure going to love that car. Like, it could be a car, like one of those Mopars from the 70s, like a Charger or a Cuda or something really cool like that. Sure. But you got to take care of it.
Yeah.
You're not going to run it hot, and you're going to polish it and wax it and take care of it and make sure everything sparkles. And so that's the way we have to take care of our bodies now. We have to like give it a little more care, a little more rest, a little more tuning up, and not feel guilty about it.
No.
It's more than just getting your nails and hair done.
Yes, for sure.
It is.
For sure.
And having been a massage therapist for 20 years, I would have women that would come to me. They're like, oh, yeah, I can't turn my neck. And I'm like, well, how long has this been going on? About 2 weeks. And I'm like, men will come in to get massages because, oh, I had a really hard game of basketball. Or, oh, I just need a massage every week. And women, we wait until there's something wrong to be like, oh, I need a massage, or I need acupuncture, I need chiropractic. Whereas if you're doing that regular maintenance, just like with a car, getting it tuned up, getting the oil changed, getting it washed when it needs it, then you're not like, oh, I can't move.
Oh,
but yeah, as women, we tend to do that to ourselves, unfortunately. So I'm hoping that with having the self-care aspects and hopefully encouraging women to do that, to take away some of that guilt. I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I can't afford it. I shouldn't do this. And also giving some other really good tips and tricks for self-care. Because sometimes a massage doesn't always fit into the budget, or acupuncture, because that stuff can be very expensive if you're in the States. If you're in other countries, it's a lot more affordable. Like getting an acupuncture session here in Mexico can be anywhere between $15 to $30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the States, it's about $120 to $150.
Sure.
Yeah. The cost of living is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But things like that. So it'll help. I hope will help women to realize to take care of themselves, give ourselves that time and space. You don't have to constantly like go do. It's okay to take a breather, to relax, step back, take 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, a whole day for yourself.
Yeah.
And just be like, I am going to just be me and enjoy it instead of having to rush around. And also learn to delegate things. It's okay to say no. It's okay to delegate things to your husband or your kids, or to have your groceries delivered. And so I'm standing in a supermarket for an hour after work trying to get those.
Yeah.
Taking care of yourself in those simple ways makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just don't think about it because we're so used to having to do everything.
That's what we've been told. That's our job, is to take care of everybody else. And we get to a point, I did anyway, where I'm like, oh, wait, it's my turn. It's my time. And the thing that I was thinking about too with the menopause, I love that you and other women are sharing these tips and these ideas, because it wasn't that long ago where you'd go to a doctor or whoever and say, I'm having these symptoms. And so it's just, you're going to have to live with it. Like,
exactly. And even now, they really don't understand it. Like, they do not understand a woman's body at all.
No,
so much research and attention has been focused on the male body. oh, bad hair loss, we better cure that.
Yeah.
Rather than some of the things that we really go through. And women have children. Our bodies go through so much. We have our monthly cycle. We have menopause. Like, our bodies do so much. And so I think it really is important. And choosing what's right for you, because it is not a one-size-fits-all. We all have different beliefs. We all have different symptoms. There's actually over 30 different symptoms of menopause, which I did not realize. I found out the hard way when I was on a trip. I was in Portugal, and it turned into a year-long trip to Europe and Turkey. Uh-huh. And I kept having fillings fall out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is actually part, because your teeth start shifting. Yeah, it's really interesting. My teeth have never been great. So I started coming down for dental work to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Your teeth start shifting. So I started having fillings fall out, like three within like a month or two. And I was like, what is going on? And it's one of the things with menopause.
That's so weird.
Along with frozen shoulders. And not every woman has these. So don't be like, oh, I'm going to have that.
Yeah.
You may not. You might just breeze through it. You might have different things.
Yeah.
But tinnitus, like also feeling like your skin is really itchy. Because I knew about brain fog, weight gain, hot flashes, things like that. But some of the other ones really surprised me. Also, the level of anxiety. Like, I was surprised, but like over the last couple of months, it has been insane. Mm-hmm. Actually, even last year. And I know meditation and journaling and breathing and tapping. And I know all these techniques. But there would be days I was like, what is going on? Like, nothing is wrong in my world, but why do I feel like everything's ending?
Yeah.
So it's actually, I won't say common, but some of the symptoms can mimic mental health issues. So if you haven't been a person that has been diagnosed before menopause with like depression or anxiety, and you start experiencing in menopause, it may not actually be textbook anxiety and depression. It can be symptoms of menopause. Sure. And I'm making your doctor aware of that, because otherwise they're going to start treating the symptoms, the mental health issues, when that's not really the issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really interesting when you start doing all this research and start finding out. And I was just so surprised personally at how much it affected me. And I was like, what is going on? So just being aware of those things and just knowing that it's different for every person. And there's a lot of different techniques, modalities, alternative medicine, Western medicine. We have so many options and choices these days, whereas our mothers didn't have that.
Yeah.
When our mothers even got pregnant, they had to hide the pregnancy. Like, they almost didn't even acknowledge that they were pregnant. They hid it in the house and tried to disguise it.
Yeah.
Until the baby was here. And then they definitely didn't talk about menopause or what they were going through.
Yeah.
So I think we're so privileged that we're able to do that. And that, like, we're the generations like, no, this is important. We need to speak up. We need to be heard. We need to inform either women and generations and support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Gen Z, the millennials, like all the other women are going to have such an easier time, because they're going to have a roadmap. They're going to be aware of these things. They're going to actually be talked to by their mothers about these things. And they're not just going to be going into it blindly. So those are things that I think are really important and I'm passionate about.
Yeah, I definitely can tell. And I love it. I love it. Yeah, there's so much information out there now, which is wonderful. And I think we just have to, whatever resonates with people is what they should go towards. That's how I've been this last year. I focus on my energy. How does this feel to me? What is my body telling me that is just the thing that I need to try?
And as women, we're so intuitive. We are naturally very intuitive, but a lot of times we try and think it through it rather than really being in our bodies and feeling into it. So I love that you're doing that, because that is such a wonderful way to do it, and to see how the energy feels, see how your body feels. What does your intuition say?
Yeah.
Or if nothing else, what does ChatGPT say?
Our friend Chat. There's a lot there too. But oh my goodness. So I love that you're empowering midlife women. I just love that. And what do you see in the future for you? Or what do you think your path will be?
I am launching my speaking career. And I love doing the podcast. I love talking about all this. Launching speaking careers is my next thing. But my bigger vision actually is to create sanctuaries for midlife women in international spaces so that women feel safe traveling by themselves.
Okay.
And also having it be a place of healing. So calling it a sanctuary so we can decompress, we can relax, we can get the self-care. We can release the traumas, but we can also coach each other, advise each other, do fun things together, have day trips together. I got really inspired by this idea when I was in Cordoba, Spain, and I saw the palaces. And I was like, this would be amazing for women to come together and just step into divine femininity and let everything go, be able to decompress, being able to release everything, and then to support each other and move forward and to create. And the idea is to have them in different countries because every country has its own healing modalities. And typically as Americans, you can have 90 days in different countries in a country. So you can do like 90 days in Mexico, 90 days in Italy, 90 days like in India or Thailand, 90 days in Colombia.
Oh.
So that's my bigger vision. And because I am so passionate about traveling, it's radically changed my life and how I live. And so many women, unfortunately, are scared to travel by themselves, especially in midlife. And I think this is the time in your life we really need that community. We really need that support. We really need to let go of all the fears, the hesitation, all the stuff we've been mulling around, the doubts, the regrets, all the mistakes we've made. Letting that go and stepping into our most powerful era yet, because this is just the beginning of the rest of our life. So make it good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bigger vision.
I love that. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I like how you say turning 50 is an invitation. It's not the end of anything.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
That.
It's just the beginning. And in other cultures, it's actually celebrated as the next phase of your life. You're not shamed or disgraced by it. It's really, oh my gosh, you're 50. That's amazing. You're so wise so much. Like you're almost revered.
Yes.
So I really want that to be changing and for women to be stepping into their power instead of shrinking and remaining invisible and being like, oh yeah, I'm 50 and I'm in my 50s and I can't do this or I can't do that. No, like you can still do all those things and more. And what's really inspiring is that other women like Julia Child, she didn't write The Joy of Cooking, I think, until she was 49. Martha Stewart was in her late 40s, early 50s when she launched her brand. Vera Wang was, I think, in her early 40s when she changed her career from being an ice skater to a designer. So it's like all you're going to have these really amazing things happen later in life because now you know more, you can do more, you have more influence. We may still make mistakes. But you can bounce back from it. You can learn from them. It's just like a little fork in the road. It's a little side tour.
Yeah, it's a side tour. I like that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try this. Okay, did it work? Nope. Okay. We'll just go
exactly.
back. Try. Go back then. Try something
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Because you just never know. Like, we all are doing the best we can.
Yeah.
We're all trying to make the right choices. The choices are going to move us forward in the way that we want. However, sometimes I think the universe has other plans for us. And even though what we think is the right choice for us may not be.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to live in Mexico and here I am. And
then
I went to Colombia last year and I ended up staying for 6 months.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And the Amazing. Only thing the only thing I knew about Colombia was from Romancing the Stone.
Oh.
That movie with Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas. Yeah. Like I grew up on that.
Oh,
so
my
the
gosh.
Only thing I knew was this one was kidnapped and the drug trafficking. Because when you think of Colombia, you think of coke.
Yeah.
And so those are the only things I knew. And I was a little scared, actually.
Sure.
I was a little scared. My intuition was like Colombia. And I was like, okay, let's go to Colombia. And I had a friend that had gone. And I was like on the plane. I was kind of like going to Colombia. But the people were so incredibly nice. I flew into Bogota. The people on the plane were so incredibly nice. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my TikTok page turned into an I Love Colombia page. And
oh,
I ended up spending 6 months, like a month in Bogota, a week in Cartagena, and then 5 months in Medellin. And the only reason I left is because my visa expired.
Okay.
I literally had to leave the country. Yes,
oh,
I literally had to leave the country. But the people there are absolutely amazing and incredible. And it was such a big surprise for me because I wasn't sure what to expect or how it would feel. And I just met the most amazing people, had great experiences. So it's okay to do those things that scare you.
Yeah.
It's okay to do those things that people call you crazy for. People have called me crazy for moving to Mexico.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel pretty good about that decision.
Yeah.
But live your life, enjoy it, do the things that are a little more risky. Don't go and like play in traffic or anything like that. I'm not
right.
talking about that.
Right.
But do those things that have been on your heart, those desires, because I do believe those desires are on your heart for a reason, that they were put there by God or the divine, however you want to call it, your soul urging. Those are the things that your soul really wants you to do. And sometimes we don't always see the way to do it, but have the faith that if it's meant for you, it will happen. And you have to take the action. I have found that out. You can't just sit around and meditate and wait for it to fall in your lap. Like, I have tried that. It does not. It does not really work.
Yeah.
The universe wants to support you and give you your desires, but you also have to take the action. You actually have to put forth the effort and it will meet you. It might be in ways that are unexpected or different than you thought it would turn out.
Yeah.
But it can still happen. And if you're 50 now or approaching 50, you might live to 100 or 150. Who knows what crazy scientific sci-fi things are going to come up with next?
Yeah.
Like, we have flying cars now. We're not driving them yet, but we have them.
Yeah.
We have computers that we hold in our hands that we use to communicate on every day.
Yeah.
Right. I remember when we had computers and dial-up.
Oh my gosh, I can hear that noise as you're waiting for it to connect. Yes.
So we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know how long we're going to be here. And your life can change in an instant. I lost a lot of family members very quickly. That really helped me to change the way I thought. It helped me to take the next step in the decisions when I didn't think that I could travel to Europe. I even had a coworker, a friend, be like, oh, me and my husband were just in Europe and you don't make enough money. You can't go to Europe. And I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Seriously. She's like, I hate to tell you this, but she's like, I want to be honest with you. You just don't make enough money. You can't afford Europe. It's really expensive. And I was just like, watch me. And so I have been to Europe 3 times now. I've been on a year-long excursion over there. Yeah. It just depends on how you want to do it. I wasn't staying in the Four Seasons. I wasn't going out to all the fancy dinners. I bootstrapped the whole thing. I did couch surfing and hostels.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Did it.
So it can look different. But if it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And if you have another 50 or 100 years left, you're really just getting started.
Yes. Yes. Now, just getting started.
Exactly. So who knows what your life is going to look like when you're 70, 80, 90, 100. We don't know.
Yeah.
So enjoy it. Be passionate. Be alive. Go get it. And just lobby your life and do the things that scare you a little bit. And you can take baby steps and work into it.
Yeah.
Like I did. I started hosting people on couch surfing as guests. And then I took a trip over to Fort Worth from Dallas. And I was like, I don't like being alone for the weekend. So it's like taking those little baby steps will get you to where you want to be faster than just trying to force yourself to jump right into the deep end.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, because nobody wants to drown. That's not fun.
Nobody wants to drown. No.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, where would people find you if they want to learn more about you and maybe work with you or read your book?
Okay. I have a website. It's Tina B. Coleman. So it's my name.com. I know, super original.
You're the only one.
I know. But it's a new website that I have. Okay. And I'm also on TikTok and Instagram at Transform Be Courageous. And I am launching some new social media as well. But those are the easiest ways to find me. But yeah, and then my book is on Amazon as well.
Okay.
So cool. You can look for it on there. So yeah.
All right. And it's 50 Fabulous and Effable.
Absolutely.
So love that. So grab that, listeners. Tina, this has been just a lovely conversation. Is there any one last little message you want to leave with the listeners before we say goodbye?
This is your time. Being 50 is your time and you are ready for your next step. Even if you don't think you are ready to go out there and take the world by storm and fulfill those dreams and desires that you have, because you are that woman that can do it. Trust me, if I can do it, anybody can. I guarantee it.
Love it. Thank you so much, Tina. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great.
Thank you for listening to Midlife with Courage. If you liked what you heard, I would love it if you would leave a review. Or even better, send a link of this episode to a friend. Until next time, take care of your beautiful self.